The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Delaney here at the helm of America tonight. How you doing, America? This is a big couple of weeks for people in the political game. You know, I've talked about that obviously earlier in the show. If you're listening to one of the earlier hours, I mentioned why politics were so important to me, because it really it gives me a warm feeling when I think of my grandfather, who was a truck driver. He was a truck driver, and then he went on to be a vice president of Owens Corning and to really bootstrap it and work his way up. But it's not to tell you that. It's to tell you that I really admired my grandfather, and one of the things that we had to do was that whole thing about talking about current events and why it mattered and why it mattered who we voted for and how much that was emphasized in the people around me, and so why voting is such a big deal to me. And I always feel so sad when I go to vote and there's not very many people, and I was asking, hey, do you have a big turnout? And I mean, no matter where I've lived, and I've lived all over the country. I've lived in the Midwest and I voted. I've lived in the South, in the Southeast. I lived in California. I remember voting in California in a garage, like a garage polling place that was set up. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because this particular election, there were so many people that were voting. That's how it was set up. So I would just say to you, if you can vote, vote. Because your vote will matter. If enough people vote, that can sway an election in one direction. Why would we have all these runoffs if it didn't get so close? And often people are surprised by what's happened because they're not expecting it. You know, meaning somebody spent a lot of money and they assume that they've done the things they need to do to have the voters show up for them. I was going to say to push the lever, but we're not pushing any levers. we're electronically voting to hit the touch screen for them. There's no more hanging chads, which there's a funny story about the whole hanging chads thing. And if you go to americatonight.net and you friend me on Facebook, you'll see the hanging chads, because in Tampa, in a museum there, they have a bag of the hanging chads and the whole thing about the election and what happened there. But there are some key things happening in a lot of different states, and we're starting to see some switches. A new poll came out and said, in this new poll I was just reading, that the Democratic advantage with women is actually collapsing, that, you know, women may be voting more Republican than you would think. And I was kind of surprised to read that. And so it goes that, you know, there's massive frustrations that are stemming from people who were frustrated with what's happened in the Obama administration, and that may have a carryover effect in the election. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. If you remember the midterm elections a few midterm elections ago, like the Rand Paul, remember Rand Paul getting in, and Ted Cruz, you know, that was Tea Party, and that was people tired of this same old, and seeing government shutdowns and a whole bunch of other things that they didn't like. So it's a little different, the conversation now, but the conversation is still out there and has really spiked when it comes to, would you like what's happening now, the same thing, or do you want a change? And who is your representative? Are they Democrat? Are they, you know, a Republican? Have they been in office for how many years? I'm all for term limits. I'm all for term limits across the board. And why don't we tie these committees, these seats on these committees, to votes and how often somebody's there on the floor, and, you know, sort of give them points for what they're doing, because they usually get big bumps in salary when they're on a committee. That's part of the lure of that. It's getting your name out there and pushing and not just being the representative, but it also means usually mo money. Usually does. Hey, speaking of mo money, how about, as we always have my pal Stephen Kelly on, the Free Money Guy, to talk about retirement. It scares me to death when I think of what people have to retire on. Social Security benefits actually went up by 1.7%. So it's the third year in a row the increase is less than 2%. Are you kidding? Think of the cost of living. Think of the adjustments you make for the cost of living. More than 70 million Social Security folks, disabled vets, federal retirees, a fifth of the country. Do you know what that increase amounts to? If you know your math. $20 a month for the typical Social Security recipient. So, I mean, at least there's an increase. But for the first time in 35 years, the COLA, cost of living, was less than 2%. Wow. And they say next year the COLA is going to be less than 2% for the fifth time in 6 years. So the increase was, you know, it was 1.5% the year before. It was 1.7. And Social Security is financed by what? If you look at your checks, it's financed by a 12.4% payroll tax on the first 117,000 of a worker's wages. Half is paid by the worker. The other half is paid by the employer. Next year, the wage cap will increase to 118.5. Oh, my, oh, my. Okay, and here's one little other stat for you. The about 59 million retirees, disabled workers, spouses, kids get Social Security benefits. Now, what do you think the average monthly payment is? I know you can't answer this because probably some of you are getting Social Security. The average, this is the average, some are way less than this and some a little bit more, but not much. The average monthly payment is $1,192. Oh boy, oh boy. I just think of depending on where you live and then, you know, talk about health care and having to have additional health care. And when you get older, that's when you need that. That's when you need to have that extra for, you don't know what's going to happen with your health. You certainly have to prepare for that. You could be healthy your whole life. And then unfortunately things just break down and living longer, not to go into a whole morbid thing, but living longer, that's what, you know, that's where you need that money. So gosh, it's, you know, it's all in the timing, isn't it? And at least it's not 1.5. I mean, it looks like a little bit more than that if we wanted to look at the silver lining, but pretty, pretty tough. And then finally, one other thing, since we're kind of on the dollars and cents of it, you know how I am about that. We go from the Social Security deal to the fact that I saw a little piece the other day as to what was the world's most expensive hamburger. Most expensive hamburger. And I was so stunned to learn this because I thought, where would you get the most expensive hamburger? And wouldn't that be in Las Vegas? But there are 10 ridiculously, someone sent me a link, there are 10 ridiculously expensive burgers. One of them has like a, had an egg on top of it. But, and I thought it was, there's a place called the Burger Bar in Vegas and it's $60 for the burger. $60. But there is the Fleur Burger. And the Fleur Burger is loaded with all kinds of things. You can get one for up to $5,000. Ridiculous. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. cases. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
If you do want me, give me a discount. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you leave me, show me that you love me. Do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, just show me that you're mine, girl.
Tonight, very pleased to welcome to the show family law attorney Jacqueline Newman. And I'll tell you what, some really interesting things, sad things in many ways, are happening in the world of divorce, are happening to so many women. I guess you could say, you know, will be equal opportunity. Things happen to men a lot of times in divorces, but I've seen this over and over again. And we're talking about financial abuse. And Jacqueline certainly knows better than I. Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So have you seen this as one of the major, major things that have happened where you've got women who are the breadwinner, you know, they're let's say, because we'll say the reverse. Sometimes it's the man that's the still the main breadwinner, and we'll do both of those. But what if the wife is the main breadwinner, and it's the opposite with the man in the background, but he's off doing whatever, suddenly the marriage falls apart, and do you see kind of shock and awe with the wife when she's in that situation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's a situation where, and that does happen a lot, you know, and I'm seeing it more and more women are entering the workforce. And I think what happens in situations like that, first of all, men can still be very, very controlling even when women are the ones earning the money. But what I see happens in situations like that is that there's a lot of resentment coming from the women in that even when women are the main breadwinners, they're very often still the primary caretakers of the kids. So they're kind of doing everything. And then when, you know, the man goes to leave, they just feel completely distraught and just, you know, the rejection and everything else that goes on with it. You know, it's very heart rate wrenching.
When, as an attorney, do you find that you have to really be a digger looking for treasure because there's maybe hidden assets, hidden apartment, hidden piece of a company you don't know about?
I mean, there is some aspect of it. We definitely bring in forensics. We bring in people that do a lot of that. It's actually harder to hide assets than I think many people think. You know, we do full financial disclosure. We'll go back to the beginning of the marriage. You know, situations where there's cash, such as, you know, restaurants, people that own a lot of their own businesses, things like that, it's a little bit easier. And if you've been planning it for a long time, you could probably do it. But, you know, if somebody's, you know, planning on getting divorced in the next year or so, it's not, and you're a W-2 employee, it's actually really hard to hide assets.
Yeah. So you say that on the money side, hard to hide assets, but there's no doubt that a lot of husbands use money to control their wives?
Oh, I think that that's absolutely true. I think that, you know, I've seen so many situations where you'll have, you know, really, really wealthy people, and it happens amongst people that aren't particularly wealthy as well, but, you know, it's more shocking when you have somebody who's so incredibly wealthy and, you know, you have a husband who's making his wife, you know, report to him every single dime that she's spending. I had a case where the husband was earning, you know, a couple million dollars a year, and she had to report when she would buy school supplies for the children. She had to literally give receipts for the pencils that she would buy for her son's school. It was insane.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, there, when you're working on a divorce like that, that's one of the things that obviously you include, isn't it? If you have to go to court?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely something that comes up. You know, I practice in New York, and New York is a no-fault state. So while if you can bring it to a point that would actually, what they say, shock the conscience of the court, then it might affect what's called equal distribution. But, I mean, I can tell you it definitely, you know, judges don't like it. They don't like to see people being belittled in a marriage, and they don't like to see when the economic partnership is not being recognized. So while it doesn't have as much of a punch as you would think it would, from a practical standpoint, it's definitely something that we would bring to the court's attention.
Yeah. What's the most, and I bet you've, how many cases do you think you've handled? I bet a ton.
Thousands. All day long.
Oh, thousands, Jacqueline. That doesn't say much for the Institute of Marriage. So you have seen it all. And this is probably going to be tough for you to think of, but what's one of the most egregious things that you've ever seen in court? Or before you went to court, when in working on a divorce?
The most egregious things. I actually represented, this actually isn't so favorable because I represented the wife in this situation, but we had a case where and it's public record, so we had a case once where my client, the couple had about four kids, and the husband found out that the last child was not his, and the child was 5 years old.
Oh.
And it was pretty devastating to him, as you can imagine. And we actually went to the Court of Appeals, which was the highest court in New York on this, because he tried to claim it was egregious fault, meaning that, you know, it shocked the conscience of the court. That's the standard. By basically saying that, you know, she led him to believe that this is her child. I mean, his child, I'm sorry. And, you know, he's going to raise this child, because the way the courts look at it is that even if the biological father came forward, which did not happen in this case, but even if he had, the court would still say that the husband is still the father of the child based on the fact that that's what the child knows. So he'd still be on the financial hook for this child, even if it wasn't biologically his. And so he tried to say that that was egregious fault, and we went to the Court of Appeals, and ultimately we won, and the court did not say that was egregious fault. But it was a very heart-wrenching, you know, five-year case.
Oh, wow, 5 years. So, and you know this, too, because you've handled so many cases. Sometimes, eventually, someone gives in and you settle it up and that's great, but it sounds like you've been to court a lot. Does that happen too, where someone says, take me to court, I'm ready, I'll just ride this sucker out?
Yeah, no, it happens a lot. I mean, you know, our practice, we do other types of divorce. I tell people there's three ways to get divorced: with mediation, collaborative law, and litigation. You know, and I tell people all the time that when it comes down to it, you know, odds are you're going to settle your case. It's just a question of when. But I've had clients that have said to me, you know, my big line is that, you know, you want to pay for your kids' college or mine. You choose. And I've had people that have said, look, I'd rather you get the money than her, because at least you've earned it.
Wow. Wow. That tells you something. I love that line, too. That's classic that you say that. Do you, and is it equal opportunity? The men can be as bad as the the women and vice versa?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, there's, you know, they say a woman's scorned, but I can tell you, men, they both want blood. You know,
they both want blood.
It's an equal opportunity situation, no question.
Wow. So it's you know, like the War of the Roses totally exists, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely exists. Sometimes I look at that movie and I think it's tame.
I love it. Jacqueline, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'll have you back on again. You were great. Thanks.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's interesting, you know, that reference there, War of the Roses. If you remember that movie, remember Kathleen Turner was in it and Michael Douglas? It was brutal. It was a black comedy, needless to say. And somebody told me about it because when it came out, I didn't see it when it came out. And then I guess I rented it at some point. And oh boy, how I ever got after watching that movie. And it was the people in the movie had actually been in, if you remember, Romancing the Stone and The Jewel of the Nile. It was kind of a hot time, I guess, for Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner and Danny DeVito, because they were all three were in it. And it's the married couple's name, family name is Rose, and that's what the whole thing is in a reference to, actually the battles between the houses of York and Lancaster. And at the end, you know, the Middle Ages, which it's not a veiled reference. It is a reference if you know anything about history. And the marriage is just brutal. I mean, the marriage starts to fall apart. Not in the beginning. I mean, they're all excited. They get married, the whole thing. And then the material possessions become the main thing about this incredibly outrageous divorce. It is so bitter. So when Jacqueline says the thing about, you know, whose college do you want to pay for, my kids or, you know, yours, or, you know, that reference is hilarious because it's so true. In some of these cases, they can drag out forever. And that's, you know, that's the whole idea. Often that's the strategy, I think, for some of these people when they take it all the way into court versus, as she mentioned, there's other ways you can settle. You can do a mediation. You can do collaborative law. You can use collaborative law, which is supposed to be the gentler, kinder way to divorce versus having to go through the whole system and all the time and everything else that it takes. But boy, she's spot on when she says it, because I have heard that from more attorneys who say it's like taking a meat cleaver and just this severing the ties. And often it's about blood, guts, and revenge, I guess, in a sense, for whatever happened that time in the marriage. So interesting stuff from Jacqueline Newman talking about divorce and family law, especially when the statistics say, sadly, that marriage is down. It depends on who you believe, but I hear below 50%. Of course, there's no scientific way to prove that. All right, hang on. Much more to come down the road here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do here on America Tonight, and I think a lot of you are starting to catch up to this, is old school versus new school. You know, it doesn't matter when you grew up. What did you hear growing up? That's not how we did it in our time. We didn't have that in those days, blah, blah, blah. So even if you're a millennial and you're listening to the show, you're going to be in that spot where you're eventually saying that to your kids or no kids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, whatever. And it usually has to do with technology, food, transportation, the way things are done, that kind of stuff. And this is where we invite Matt Johnson, the producer extraordinaire, into the lion's den. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, so who won that ball game tonight? It looks like Pittsburgh beat Houston, and that wraps up the week.
They did. It was a little surprising because Houston actually came out firing, and then they had just
an
utter collapse at the end of the first half, and that's what did them in. But then they had a little bit of a comeback because Pittsburgh, for some reason, Todd Haley decided to pass the football when all they needed to do was run out the clock. And, I don't know how that guy's going to be there next year. There's some rumblings in Pittsburgh that maybe the whole staff will be gone, but I think at least the offensive coordinator might be looking for new work.
Yeah, there's a good old school versus new school. Terry Bradshaw, who's brash and opinionated, and you see him on the Fox pregame, postgame, and in-between show versus the old Pittsburgh quarterback from 1,000 years ago versus Ben Roethlisberger, today's quarterback. Who would you pick?
I've never seen Terry Bradshaw play, so I can't really talk about that. I know Roethlisberger's won Super Bowls. Terry Bradshaw won, like, what, four, five? I can't remember.
Yeah,
something like
four.
That. But I don't really know. I guess I can't say because I never really watched Terry Bradshaw play, so I'd have to recuse myself from the argument.
Recuse. I like that word. Recuse. I can't say that I saw Bradshaw play either, but I saw lots of footage of him. I've seen footage of him, although that's different than seeing Roethlisberger in person, which I saw him play a handful of times. You know, I think it's a toss-up. I'm going to say it's a toss-up based on what I know from interviews and from seeing clips and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to say I can make enough of an opinion there. They're two different kinds of quarterbacks. But Roethlisberger, when he has scrambles and improvises, and that's what Terry Bradshaw was able to do, too. So let's move from that to, how about this, composition notebooks versus the computer. Any kind of notebooks, ringed notebooks, writing notes down versus putting everything you have on the computer.
I definitely say the computer because just from being in class, I went back to school recently a couple of years ago, and then going from when I was in school originally to now, it is so different because you just sit there and type away on everything. Your hand doesn't hurt as much. I mean, and not only that, but I'm left-handed when I write, and so you get the smear with the pens. You left-handed people out there know what I'm talking about. You'll end up with all this ink on your the bottom of your palm, pretty much. And I don't know if I gripped the pen too hard or whatever, but my hand always ended up hurting. So I'm definitely a computer person.
Wow, how funny. I would say, in a way, this is kind of a split decision for me, but another lefty in my life. Everybody I know is a left-handed. Everyone, including my husband, my sister-in-law, my mother was left-handed. I mean, everyone around me is left-handed. That's wild. So I just add you to the list. People say they don't know any left-handers. Oh. You're like 15.
But here's the deal. I'm a little weird because I'm not completely ambidextrous, but I'm what they call multi-handed, where if I pick something up with one hand, I can usually figure it out with the other one. And, I mean, I bat left-handed, golf right-handed, hockey left-handed, throw right-handed, write left-handed, eat left-handed. Actually, I can eat with both hands. And I can write technically with both hands, too.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. That's your unique thing. That's your wow.
I just got to figure out some way to use all that.
Exactly. I love it. I love the explanation. So for me, I'm not a left-handed person. I don't care about smudges. I'm not even concerned about that. I love the computer. I love being able to, you're right about that. You get exhausted if you're writing things. It's easier in the computer. But I have a stack of composition notebooks because I like to put lists or things I'm thinking of or whatever in composition notebooks, and I have a stack of them. And what just recently I was somewhere and I pulled one out and somebody went by me and they said, "Ooh, just like Bill Clinton." I thought, what does that mean? And he explained, "Oh, Bill Clinton, you know, whatever your politics is, he was a smart man. He wrote everything in composition notebooks." So I thought that was kind of funny. So I like the composition notebook.
Yeah. And I tend to write a lot of things down on random pieces of paper, but I did just found out that there's an app for your phone called Evernote. And
yes.
So I've been using that a lot more now, and it works well.
Yeah, Evernote's great. My brother told me about Evernote. That's another good way to put notes down, absolutely. All right, so book versus Kindle. What do you think?
See, this I'm going to surprise you on because I'm going to go with book.
Woohoo! Book, why?
I'm not a big Kindle person. I think, like, if you're actually going to be reading a book, I like being able to manually turn the pages and just, I don't know, there's something about it for me that it kind of gets you in that mindset of being in the story and everything. I don't feel like you get that as much when you're reading it from your device, and there's too many distractions too. Like, I don't know, that's just me. Like, I couldn't sit there and, like, be reading on my Kindle, and then all of a sudden be like, oh, well, wait a minute, let me think about this, and then I'll pick it up. I mean, I even have to, like, throw my phone in the other room half the time.
Yeah, that's so funny. I'm the same way. I have a Kindle, and I just don't even use it. Who knows? I don't even know if I could load a book in it now. I don't like it. We're already on the computer so much. I like the feel of a book. I just like it. Too bad. People always give me abuse for that. I would rather sit on a plane, sit outside, whatever. I'd just rather have the feel of the book in my hand. And it separates it, just like how you described, it separates it for me, too, that, okay, I'm reading now. I'm reading this book. Or magazines. I'm the same way. But really, there's no question, books. I don't download them.
See, I can sit there and I can read articles on my phone and all sorts of other information. I'm on Twitter and I get linked to other articles. And I mean, I'm using my phone all the time to read information, but it's different, I think, when you're reading a book and you're kind of, I always look at the book as the scripts in front of you, and you're the director and you're making it in your mind. And you can't really do that, I don't feel, with the electronic device.
No, I agree. That's why I think the demise of books is going to be, they're going to last a little bit longer. Even though I know lots of bookstores close down and all that stuff, I go into Barnes & Noble and I see tons of people reading and buying books still. And they might have a Kindle, but they're still doing that. So there you go. How about this? Cards in the mail, like you get birthday cards, your cards, handwritten notes, or e-cards. Somebody just sends you a birthday card, sends you an e-card. Which do you prefer?
I think card in the mail, it's a little more personal. I think the e-card, a lot of times, it's too easy to just whip it out and send it. But, you know, going to the store, picking out a card, then writing a little note in it and sending it, I think it's much more personal touch.
I do, too. I think there's something about a handwritten note, and always the people, all these people that are, that meet me or something happens or I do something for someone or whatever and they send me a note, boy, that really sticks with me versus an e-card or just an email. Because we email each other all the time. A card means you took a little bit of effort, especially these days. I like the card thing. And plus, we still get mail. We might as well enjoy it while we can. All right, how about this one? Movie theater experience. Going to the movies, okay, I'm going on a date or I'm going out or I'm going with my buddies. Movie theater experience versus streaming movies.
I think if you're going to see one kind of like epic special effects blockbuster, then yeah, go to the movie theater. But for me, I watch, I'd say probably 99% of my movies through streaming them, just because you have access to thousands of titles, and then you're at your own place. You can pause it when you want to. If you like, oh, I remember that actor from something, let me look that up real quick. You can do that without bothering other people. And then you can use the restroom whenever you need to. You can refresh your drinks. You can do whatever you want to and not interrupt other people. So I'm more about streaming than I am going to the actual movie theater. I probably only go to one movie a year.
One movie a year? Wow. No, I would say, you know, we do the cheap movie reviews and all that kind of stuff. I get people always give me passes to movies. You know, when there's...
Well, we're not all on the Kate Delaney guest list.
Well, if you live by the satellite facility, you would be on that guest list, but you're not.
We don't all live the high life that you do, where you get all these free
right.
hookups at the movie theater.
So,
do you watch from your private box, too?
Absolutely. The private one they've designed for me at Cinemark, at Legacy. No, I do the movies definitely, but I also stream too. That's my relaxation. And you and I have that in common. We both like kind of sometimes I'll call it avant-garde or indie or whatever movies. And I like to stream those movies for sure. And if I'm like desperate to see a movie and I can stream it, I'll stream it. Absolutely. Some kind of split. Cool. Old school, new school. We'll do it again next week. Thank you, Matt.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Turn for this hour on America Tonight. A couple of things that might have fallen through the cracks because, yep, it's a lot of Ebola conversation these days. And that's what you want to hear, frankly. I get a ton of emails. As you know, we went through the mailbag on Ebola. But there are other concerns and other things that are rattling our cages. And the other part of that is this crazy thing that came out that somehow slipped through the fingers of a few. But there are some interesting Twitter feeds on it and whatnot. How about this? Thousands of workers, government workers, who have been put on leave for more than a month were allowed to collect a paycheck, and they also got, you know, vacation days and their pension benefits and all that, while we were kind of eating it, right? We're footing the bill. You know what the bill was? $775 million. The Government Accountability Office. Yeah, they're good for a turn or two during the year to make your eyebrows go flying straight up. So here's what happened. Some employees who broke the rules, meaning they got this weird deal, they got cited, they call it, for being untrustworthy. They had issues with their bosses. They had issues with coworkers. So what they did is, okay, you have an issue, and you have an issue with a boss, you have an issue with a coworker, or whatever your thing is. They were allowed to be on leave for a big chunk of time while they challenged their demotions. There was a 62-page report on that. Oh, I never have a job like this where you can challenge your demotion and get paid everything at the same time. So they say during a three-year period, there was like 57,000 employees who were told to go home. Just go home. Go home. Stay home. 30 days. Like they're like a ball player. You're suspended for steroid use. 30 days. And that's where that $775 million in salary alone came up. You know, there were others. So there 57,000 was one. Then they found that 53,000 employees were kept home for maybe up to 3 months. So you chunk that down a little bit. And then you had 4,000 that were kept off the job for 3 months to a year, and hundreds more for 1 to 3 years. You got to be kidding me. I want to meet the person that gets the three-year leave. You're going to fight your demotion. So for 3 years, that's what happens. You got to get paid. You're getting paid everything across the board. I mean, being in that situation, I don't know. I don't think that would be a great place to be mentally. But it does make you wonder, how does someone fight something, get this three-year deal? Did it take them that long to go through the process? They also had this weird thing about how paid leaves were granted and recorded. So what does that mean? It means that the Department of Defense had the highest number of paid leaves during the 3 years that ended in September of 2013. The Department of Defense put 8,600 employees on leave for 1 to 3 months, close to 900 for 3 months to a full year, and 123 for more than a year. Now, federal agencies can decide what they want to do on their own. Like, they can put employees on leave for different reasons. I mean, remember we had bad snow days last year, they can just have them off for bad snow days. Or if there's a blood drive that's always really big with government offices, there could be a blood donation thing. But it just seems that there should be some sort of, I don't know, defined reasons for being allowed to not come to work. What is the, you know, what's the end point, and what does the paid leave mean? How, you know, think of private companies, and what do you get in a private company? Certainly no 3 years. And 1 year? Are you kidding? Talk to any HR person. There's no way. I mean, that's not happening. So I don't get it. That seems like crazy government waste. I mean, I get that somebody wants to challenge something, and maybe it's unfair because not everybody's trying to hoodwink the system, but that it would take that long, that it would take 3 years, a year, it would take whatever. I mean, come on, give me a break. That's a wasteful thing. Certainly, there's another way to go about this, and it's having an employee handbook. How many employee handbooks have you gotten in your lifetime? I'm going to say I've probably gotten about 4 or 5. And then that's what the deal is. That's why you have HR. They can say, it says right here in the employee handbook, and I cannot believe they don't have one that makes sense. So they need to change that. Maybe they can ask the Ebola czar if he's bored and nothing really is happening on his watch, where he can, because he's a guy who's an organizer, maybe he can organize it for him. Maybe. I'm just saying. Have you noticed the price of gas lately? I will tell you that I filled up with regular $2.77. That's $2.77. Yeah, I know you're listening to us in California and you're all jealous, because even if the price has dropped, it's not $2.77. So what does that mean? And what is the impact of that? Well, it depends on the point of view. Now, if you have oil stocks, you're probably not happy, because you don't want to see the barrel be down in the 80s. And then what about refineries? What happens with refineries when the barrels drop? Well, the refinery runs are a lot less. And, you know, then you talk about winter and gas supplies and all of that. And for anybody who's got any kind of oil in their portfolio, yeah, they're concerned about that up and down. But for everybody else, scurrying to the pump, you're feeling pretty good. You're feeling, I mean, it's just human nature. Well, you mean it's just over $2? You mean $2.70-some cents? Wow. That is unheard of, right, in a long time. We haven't seen that in a very, very long time. I don't know. There's also something, as I seg from the whole idea of what is a barrel of oil and what does it mean when you pull up and the prices are less, there's something just so sinister and sick and hard to understand. Not that I could ever get in the mind of a serial killer, but the cops in Indiana have identified a suspected serial killer who they think murdered 7 women over a long period of time. And they think that the number of dead women could even rise. So the man accused of killing a woman at a Motel 6 on Friday, then leaving the cops to a string of dead bodies, dumped in abandoned homes, was identified as Darren Dion Van. He's 43 years old. They say he was convicted of sexual assault in Texas in 2009 and sentenced to 5 years in prison, right? So then he's released in July of 2013. Then he admits to 2 murders in Indiana in the 90s, but they don't have a lot of details on that. He's been charged with the murder of one person, a 19-year-old, at this point. And they say the prostitute was found strangled in the motel on Friday. But they say more charges are definite because there are more bodies possible. It's starting to pile up. And these grisly discoveries started when police responded to the call of the woman in the Motel 6. And now they're finding really some crazy things. He is a serial killer, but he messed up by killing this woman in this hotel room. Otherwise, would they have known all these things and would all this have come falling out? And it has. So how about that? I just wonder how many they're going to find and how long. Here's the creepy part, too. How long has this been going on? Thanks for listening to APN.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.